Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah, Rahim, Assalamu Alaikum, and welcome to Monday morning programming right here on American Muslim 360. My name is William Kareem, and I'm trying to get to the intro that we do. Somehow my computer is giving me a little problem here. Okay, here we go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, together we will, inshallah, remake the world. You've been listening to, you were listening to Wilmore Siddiqui in the background, and just to give you an update, I was told that Wilmore Siddiqui is under the weather. And we should, you know, make sure to include him in our du'as, especially for all the good work that he's done. And may Allah bless him to continue to do the good work that he is doing for us here in the United States of America. And he's down there in Florida. And I was, I had an opportunity when I was down there with Martha Now Williams, I had an opportunity to visit him and his community. It was a good thing. But yeah, we have to remake the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum. My name is William Kareem, and I'm the host of this Living in the Upload Life, and this is the introduction to the show. What did I do? Isn't that something? Just that quick. What did I do? Oh, here we go. Okay.
What the technology winds up doing, especially I'm talking about the technology winds up separating the generations. That's what they did. So why is this important? It's just important that Muslims understand the way that the technology worked and the way that the technology advanced from what was going on in the pioneer generation to what's going on in the social media generation. We call it the social media generation because the advancements that happened in the social media generation winded up attracting the children.
Attracting the children is our concern about living in the upload life and the advent of technology. And that is our concern because there are many changes that are happening in American culture that are going to that are focusing particularly on the children. So, you know, we have the four birds. Which is politics, education. Politics, education, culture, and I guess it's religion. I guess that's what the four are. You know, when we talk about religion, how many of our young people are actually participating? It's very important that we've given them a good foundation, then we can feel confident that, inshallah, they will be strong in their religious commitment as Muslims. As far as politics is concerned, the way that politics operates today, the politicians are interested in their speeches that they give in the council and the speeches that they give in the Senate, and we're talking about especially in the federal government, that their speeches actually go online, and they show the people that, yeah, you know, I'm doing my job, I'm being hard on the people that we bring before the Senate, I'm being hard on the people that we bring before the Congress. Yeah, and these are the questions that I'm asking, and I'm stumping them, and, you know, you need to see that I am doing my job. So make sure that you vote for me, you know, make sure you send us donations so that we can continue to, do what you sent us here to do. Politics and culture, which has an effect, you know, mainly on the young people, we have these social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok that, hey, you want some fame and recognition? Upload a video of yourself. Upload on your picture. Upload a picture of yourself, man, you know, and let people see you. And when they see you, you know, they can give you a like. And there's some people that, young people, that get on TikTok and, you know, they amass, gather, collect a large amount of friends. So you can say, well, you know, like some people is like, well, I got 10 friends. Some say I got 20. I got 200 friends. Some say I got 2,000 friends. But then there are some, especially celebrities, I got 2 million friends. I put something online, the 2 million friends see what I have to say. So that is the attraction of being online, you know, with younger people that, you know, I'm going to say something. I'm going to put up my picture and see how many people are going to like my picture. And so then you press the like button. And then if people don't press your like button, you're just like, well, why aren't people liking me? Why aren't people liking me? Why didn't people like my picture? Why didn't people like what I said when I put it online? Why didn't people like it? And I'll give you an example of that real quick. People do things like, reason why men find strong women intimidating. And then And then, you know, they'll invite people to comment on that. Well, a person say, of course, a woman is not supposed to be strong. She's supposed to be soft and feminine. That was so there was 28,000 comments on this one post that was given. Then there's one where one says, I love black men. And people commented on it. This person has 312 likes and loves, 167 comments, and 10 people shared it with other people. Then you have somebody many of you crying over, this is they have a picture of a transgender person, and it says, this person's gold celebration are sick in their head, very, very sick. Many of you drink alcohol in secret. You belong to many trans telegrams. What about music videos, etc.? But let me see. One day you're going to hug your last hug, kiss your last kiss, and hear someone's voice from the last time, but you never know when that last time will be. So live every day as if there were last time you will be with your person you love. Now, that's a pretty good one. And the person has a picture of himself smiling. He has one comment, and the comment is basically, let me see, what did the comment say? He had 12 likes. 12 people liked it. One person commented on it, and okay. And then there was this is what I'm talking about. I feel like women should apply the same pressure they expect men to. Pay for his haircut, buy him some food, ask him about his day, surprise him with a date. It's not supposed to be one-sided. So this here person, they got four comments. And they're usually short, very short comments. One person said, amen, teach, sister. Another said, nothing wrong in that statement. Another said, nothing at all. Don't start no mess. Another person, a woman said, don't start no mess. So, this is a religious question. If Adam, Noah, Lot, and Moses were all born before Jesus, who did they worship? And what happened to that entity? So this is done by a person who has the last name Rashid. Has the last name Rashid. So you would think that he was a Muslim, but I'm just saying that this is a question that's asked, and he only got two comments on it, and I don't see any likes regarding it. But this is the purpose of being online and doing these putting questions on so that people will answer. Sometimes people answer if it's a significant question, and then other times people won't. If you become a personality, like there's a person who is called the Dope Muslim Woman, and when she puts something up, she usually has something to say. Like this time she said something about the three abandoned archetypes and why they constantly show up in some of our lives. And 62 people commented on it, and 59 people liked it. But this is what, you know, she believes that she's saying something of significance. So that's why she's, you know, created this podcast that she does. And then, you know, she puts it up on Facebook, and people comment, and then she gets an opportunity to do the comments and things like that. So this is what social media is all about. And this is the world that you and I may not live in. Because, you know, we don't live in the world of social media, but it is the world that our young people live in. And especially on Instagram or TikTok, you know, our young people actually live there too. One person, low-key Chrissy, you know, she's a very talented artist, and she shows her art online. You know, Sinead O'Connor passed. And I heard that, you know, she was a Muslim, that she converted to Islam. She was a famous singer. And then on Instagram, they have something that slavery was pure and unadulterated evil. There is no other side to the story. And then people comment on it. Yeah, somebody made 13 likes, and there were 4 comments on that. You know, so I'm the only point that I'm making is these. That's what these platforms are for, and that's what our young people participate in. They participate in these platforms. Now, we have the thing as far as artificial intelligence is concerned. AI is something that we are all using. If you have a cell phone, then you're using AI because, as you know, you can start writing a text message, and you can start writing, hello, good, and then it'll say good. It'll finish and say, good morning, good evening. How are you today? Is that what you was going to say? How are you today? So it'll finish the text for us many times. So that's one way that artificial intelligence is working in a small way on our cell phones. Then if you're shopping online, say you're shopping with Amazon, and you say, well, you know what? I need to get some sponges. I need to get sponges so I can clean the dishes. And so you go and you put, you know, kitchen sponges, and they will come up with a whole lot of different kitchen sponges. They make recommendations about just what you can do. That's what you call artificial intelligence. And, you know, you'll buy it. And then the next time you come on, what they'll do is they'll make recommendations. Oh, you like kitchen sponges? Okay, well, let me make a recommendation to you. This is that's artificial intelligence. You may be, like I said, you may be watching something online and they will, you like politics? Okay, let me show you some political statements that are being made online. So that's how artificial intelligence is actually working with us today. Now, people are using artificial intelligence in a good way, but there are negative ways. And it's very important for me to tell you about this because there are a lot of scams out there regarding artificial intelligence. If you have a cell phone and you have instant messenger, because if you have Facebook, then Facebook automatically gives you instant messenger, and Facebook automatically gives you Instagram. So This is something that, you know, is a private messaging messenger is a private between you and the person that you're communicating with. You can send messages, and see, this is the whole idea of collecting friends, because if you collect a friend on Facebook, then you also collect a friend on Messenger. Okay, so that way you and the person can not only you can communicate on Facebook, but if you want to send a private communication to that person, then you can actually, and send them a private on Messenger. So just to give you an idea, I collected a friend and a woman, and so she says, hello, how are you doing? Hope everything is going well with you over there. So this was in July 29th. So I replied back, to our Lord be the praise, thankful. Then last Sunday, she says, I'm good also, doing great, and feeling very excited this day. God has been so good to me recently, and I'm really happy for his multiple blessings. I was just checking on you if you have also heard about the new grant. New small business grant program. So I've done this before. I've been through this before. So, but you know, this was the, so she wants to be my friend, but you know, she's got something that she wants to suggest to me as far as, making some money, which I'm sure that she will, that there's some profit in it for her. Then there was another one that I got from a person. And this person said, now this was interesting. See, and this is why Imam W.D. Muhammad told us that when we are dealing with American culture, we have to be highly selective, highly selective about what it is that we actually participate in. And Brother last week gave us a word that was called discern. You've got to be able to discern. You have to be able to distinguish. You've got to be able to recognize, you know, with the five senses, and, you know, they will make an appeal, you know, to our senses, and they do it with money. And so this brother, he, you know, we make friends, you know, we become friends on Facebook, and then he sends me a message, and he says, "Yo, what's your Cash App tag for blessings?" So I said, "Oh, you know, he must know that I'm doing a radio program, so let me give him my Cash App." So I gave him a Cash App for the radio program, and I said, "May our Lord favor your generosity." And then he comes back and says, he sends me a shot of a person who supposedly, look at this shot, you know, she just got paid. It's a process you will do on your Cash App. You aren't sending money to me or anyone. You will get your cash instantly. Can we proceed? So I said, "Bruh, I sent you Cash App for blessings, not that we would have to be put in work to get blessed. No, but thank you." And so he said, "I want to guide you on how you can get $2,700 on your Cash App. I also got mine now, and you ain't sending money to me or anyone, though." So the idea that people get caught up in is, "What? I could get $2,700? I can get that money? What? All I got to do is?" So this is how, this is the stuff that you get caught out in. Another person, what they did, I made friends with on Facebook, and then, you know, on Messenger, he sent me something. "Hello, how are you doing this beautiful day? Hope all is well with you out there." Well, I didn't answer. I was busy. I didn't even know. But he wanted an instant answer. "Are you there with me?" he says. So I didn't answer, and then, you know, later on that day, he, "Hi." I didn't answer. I didn't even see it. It's like I'm doing a million things. "What is going on?" He wants an answer. So he said, "Hello." So I think I said hello to him. So he said, "Glad to hear from you. I'm doing pretty good and blessed. Have you heard about the program Lions Club International Foundation grant?" So I didn't respond. "Are you there with me?" Oh, man. So there are things out there that will get you involved. I remember one time there was somebody wrote on my line, "Hey, I just won the lottery, and, you know, I want to bless people. So your name came up, so I want to send you a blessing. You know, give me your name, and, you know, give me your telephone number, you give me your email." So I said, "Oh, okay, let me try this and see what this is." So, because I wanted to see how far it was going to go. I do that kind of thing. So, because I'm aware, now I'm telling you, I'm aware of what I'm doing. I'm very aware. I'm very conscious. But I want to see how far the game is going to go. So I sent him my email. And he writes back, "Yeah, you know, I'm going to bless you. Now, this is what you got to do. You know, I'm going to send it by FedEx. And, you know, in order for you to pick it up with FedEx, you got to, you know, send the $300. And once you do the $300, then, you know, the package will be delivered to you. You know, of course, this is a large amount of money. So FedEx has to be paid and make sure that it's you." So I didn't take it any further because I saw the game. And I told him, I said, "Listen, I'm not going to give you $300 to send me any money." "Well, you know, you're not giving the money to me." I'm telling you, doesn't this sound familiar? It's like Shaitan in the, he said, I'm your sincere advisor." That's what he said to Adam. He said, "I'm your sincere advisor. So you ain't giving the money to me." And this is why, you know, Imam Muhammad said, you know, we have to be highly selective. We have to be able to distinguish, recognize, and discern, you know, what the five senses, what people are trying to play and get over. I mentioned that because there are other ways that the people are doing, we Muslim in America, you know, we're trying to remake the world, especially with our community. And, let me do this here because I can't even get back to my switchboard is really not working well. So what I'm going to do is I know that it's time for me to play a PSA. So I'm going to play this PSA. This is about, it's all about courtship and marriage. And I'll get back.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, if you know what I mean. This here is a Graceline product. We're going to play that also.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Yes, that's what it's all about. You know, we come together so that we can do that. We can remake the world. That's what we want to do. There are a lot of good pieces out there. You know, I share messages with a lot of people who, you know, send you things on, and, you know, that's really a good thing. But, I just want to tell you about the game that's out there that we really have to be careful about. But this is the game that our children have to play. And a lot of times, you know, it's a possibility that they could get caught out there with the game. I'm going to tell you about another game that's going on. That I decided to play just to check it out to see how it would work. You know, we give charity to each other, you know, and it's always best that, you know, we give charity starts at home. So it's important that we make sure that we take care of ourselves and that we take care of our family, that we're charitable to our family. It doesn't make sense to be charitable to other people and you're not charitable to the family. That's just not a good thing. So I always try to, you know, have a little something on the side just in case, you know, one of my children or something like that needs something and they call and, you know, I can give it to them, you know, and most of the time it's a gift. Yo, Pop, you know, I need you to send me $40, you know. Yo, Pop, I need you to send me some money because, you know, I don't have enough money to get to work. Yo, Pop, I need some money, you know, so I can, you know, the baby needs sneakers. You know, that kind of thing. This is what parents do. This is what we do. Yeah, all right, baby, here you go. I'm going to send you something by Cash App. You know, I'm going to send something to you by Western Union. I got you. Don't worry about it. But then this other part that we do as far as the community is concerned. So it's important that we send money. And while we're talking about it, you know, make sure that you send the tax-deductible contribution to the community-wide Shura conference, because if you enjoy the programming that's going on with American Muslim 360, then it's going to be important to continue support on the community-wide Shura conference. And believe me, you know, to make this broadcast, there is monies that have to be paid. You know, we're on the Blog Talk Radio Network. This is American Muslim 360 is doing 7 hours a day. As far as broadcast is concerned. And that's not something that it's not free, being done for free. I do a New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, and at one time I was paying all the money myself. And I paid it for years by myself. But then things got a little difficult, so I had to ask the community for support. And the community came through. And I'm only doing 3 hours a day.
And then we have the IWDM radio, and you know, that's not free. It's not free. So it's very important that we support our community. And I'm just talking about media, but what about Muslim Journal? Muslim Journal should be supported too, because that's our paper of reference, the Muslim Journal. That's our paper of reference. And we got to support it. We just have to. And it might not be, you know, 100%, you know, like, you know, there are improvements that definitely need to be made, but we shouldn't stop contributing because of that. We shouldn't stop contribution to the masjids. Yeah, I don't like the leader. I don't like the leader that's at that masjids, you know, so I'm not giving no charity. You think it's easy being the leader of a masjid? I don't know how many imams I have seen, especially back in the day imams, who was in it for sincerely in it. And guess what? They didn't have a retirement plan. They didn't have a health plan. They didn't have that. But they made sacrifices. They said they would be the imam of the masjid, you know, to make sure that the building is taken care of, the lights is on, that the door is open so that people can make prayer, either, you know, for Juma prayer or and talk about keeping the masjid open, you know, for 5 days a week, you know, for every prayer. And you got to have somebody there. You think that person was going to do it for free? Sometimes that person can't do it for free. But that's a lot of times after community of people, we are used to that. You know, well, you know, like, and you know what we say? May Allah continue to bless you. This is something I necessarily mean to get into, you know, but I'm just saying that it's important to be charitable to our community. This is our community. And if we're not charitable to it, nobody else is going to be charitable to our community, because people got their own communities that they're trying to be charitable to. That's the only point that I'm making. Okay, now there's the other part. I give charity as far as the community is concerned, the family, the community. But you know what? I wanted to extend the charity. And sometimes when you're on Messenger, you get messages, you know, because you get friends from other parts of the world, and especially from Africa. So when you get these friends from Africa, then they send you a message. Hello, brother. Salam alaikum, brother. How are you doing? I'm doing well. Alhamdulillah. How are you? I don't know this person from Adam, but, you know, he gave me the greetings, so I'm greeting him back. Walaikum assalam. How are you, brother? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you're good. Alhamdulillah, brother, you know. And then it comes. And I'm going to share something with you, because what I decided that I was going to do, I said, let me try this out and see, you know, how this is going to work. So what I wound up doing, I wound up sending this brother in Africa a donation, and I sent it by Western Union. And he got on, and I told him, Salaam alaikum, brother, you know, like, I'm going to go ahead and send you something. Well, how much you going to send me? I said, well, you know, I'm going to send you $30. Alhamdulillah. And he didn't have no shirt on. And he acted like he was, Alhamdulillah, bro. You don't know, this is going to help the family. We're going to be able to eat. And he started wiping his eyes like he was crying, but there was not a teardrop. It wasn't a teardrop, but it was a good act. But I peeped the game, so I sent the money. Alhamdulillah, we're going to be able to eat, you know, to take the $30 and eat, you know, for a week with this money. So a week goes past, so I'm like, brother, you know, like, you know, we done run out of money, you know, so, you know, can you send us something, you know, I got an emergency. So, you know, I waited, so I said, yeah, I'm not going to send them, I'm going to wait for a month. I sent them something, I'm going to wait for a month before I send them something else. But in this month's time, he kept calling me, something bad happened, Wali, Wallahi. And they got the Arabic down pat, believe me. Wallahi, I need your help, brother. So on another day, said, brother, please put up your consideration with us. I am in very bad condition. Understand. Brother, how are you doing? So a month goes past, and I decide that I'm going to send him some money. So I send him, you know,
I took contact with him by FaceTime, something like, you know, I'm at Western Union now. I'm going to go ahead and send you something. Yeah, how much you going to send? Yeah, so I'm going to send you, $25. Alhamdulillah, thank you, bro. You know, if you could send a little more, you'd be happy. I'm sorry, bro. That's all I could send is 20. Now, I'm peeping the game, but I'm playing it. I'm playing it because, you know, first of all, I'm trying to gauge how my charity is actually going to work. Is my charity working in this situation or this game? That's what I'm trying to figure out. And I know that I'm giving with the best of intention, so I'm not really worried about it because, you know, like I know that I'm giving with the best of intention. So if it's game, you know, you ain't gaming me. You gaming, you sending game, you know, you're going to have to take that up with a lot. But I'm giving it, you know, I'm giving it. But I'm aware of the game, the possibility of game. So I send him one. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Can you send something, please? Wallahi to be best me and you. We don't have any food to eat almost 3 days. And my little brother always in pain, my brother. For the sake of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brother. So I don't answer. He calls me. I don't answer. He calls me. I don't answer. Then he says, this here is about 4 days later. Brother, don't ignore me. He calls me. I don't answer. Brother, my little brother's in the hospital still. Brother, try us something. Send us something. So I don't answer. Brother, are you there, please? I don't answer. I don't answer. Brother, don't do this to us. Please, try to put your consideration with us. I don't answer. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I don't answer. Brother, please, my dearest, please try or something, brother. I won't ask you anything again. It's almost 7 days. We don't have any food, brother. I don't answer. How are you doing, Aki? Brother, I am your little brother. Wallahi, anything you do for us is only Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can reward you, brother. Aki, jazakallahu khair. I don't answer. Juma Mubarak, brother. Brother, so you really, really cannot help us? You don't pray this, brother, consider. Remember that it is Allah who put us in this situation. Oh, man, I kind of left it. Brother, it is Allah who put us in this situation. Don't think that we are not struggling, brother. So what I decided to do, I decided to answer him. So I said, he said, don't leave us like this. You too, to help us like your family, brother. I swear, I don't have nothing to give family. Allah will never let you down if you just spend with us. So I wrote him back. I wrote him back. May Allah help you. Ameen, Aki. But really, I need your kind heart support. May Allah help you. I wrote back. It's almost 2 months now, brother. I wrote back. May Allah help you. If I ask you anything, brother, you cannot understand. Brother, Allah send you to us. Help us. I write. May Allah help you. Allah never send money. Brother, send us $20. We can eat something. I say, may Allah help you. Brother, please, we worry. All right. May Allah help you. For the sake of Allah, brother, may Allah help you, I say. Yesterday, one of my siblings died. I don't know why, brother. You don't eat almost 14 days, only water. May Allah help you. Now, I remember asking him, I said, well, brother, I said, why don't you go to the Master of Juma? Yo, brother, I don't go to Juma. He told me that. Because I got time to call. I said, brother, man, listen, I don't have the money. I need somebody to send me some money. Yeah, bro, I understand that. But can you tell us send us $20 anyway? That's what he said to me. That's what he said. I said, brother, you over there, you know, why don't you go to Juma? Yeah, I when I go to Juma, you know, those brothers don't help us out. That's why I'm calling you. You did something? So I say, may Allah help you. And Allah knows I was telling you about helping many times. May Allah help you. Be kind and humble, brother. One day, all this money, we will die and leave here. We have to think about tomorrow also, brother. Let us be there for each other. May Allah help you. Try to be kind to us, brother. We are orphans. If I had parents or brothers, I will not be asking for help. May Allah help you. I have no one who will be there for me. That's why. Be good person, brother. Clean your heart, he says to me. I say, may Allah help you. Don't be evil. Don't laugh. Be kind. May Allah help you. You think this is Islam? He says, you think this is Islam? One day you will leave everything here. This money you are working, and Allah will ask you, how did you spend it? I say, may Allah help you. Now comes the other part. You're not good. You are not good. Wallahi, one of your friends tell me that you are always helping women. I ask you only for food. You cannot. You are really, really good. Wallahi, 2 months I am asking you, you only food, and you cannot say that you are Muslim. May Allah help you, I say. If you want, say this always, but I see your heart. You are always helping girls. You are not good Muslim, brother. You are not clean. Allah will ask you for this. If you are not kind to others, Allah will never be kind to you. I say, may Allah help you. You think that to help that girls is better than to help us? Allah doesn't say this. So this, that's the point that I'm basically making with this, is that it's game. And we see the game. But many times people think that we in America, you know, they take us for granted. First of all, they think that, you know, like, you know, we're doing great. We're doing so very good, and that we don't need any help at all. But that is not true. That is not true. We got our problems over here. They got their problems. And the law is the law for everybody all over the world. And like I said, I gave with the best of intention. But I peeped the game. I'm going to take this telephone call, but I got some other things that I want to get to. 810-399. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother William Kareem, and to the AM360 family. This is the Preeta Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan, and I just wanted to thank you so kind again for this type of information. I had a couple of instances that happened on this Cash App thing, and it was supposed to be a family page, but somehow I got on there, not me, but they said it was me, and they were asking for money on this Cash App. And it just so happened that, you know, my sister, my little sister, she said, well, I better call her. She said, because that don't sound like her to be asking, you know, if I had a situation, you know, I would call them up on telephone. Hey, girl, look here, check this. But that wasn't the point. They were on this Facebook Cash App or something saying that I had a situation going on. And I needed some money in an emergency situation. And I'm wondering, how do people be able to do this on these Cash Apps? And even on the Facebook, I had information up way back from years ago. I can't even go in there and find the information on the Facebook that I had on it some years ago. And I'm, you know, this is confusing. It's confusing for me. But I appreciate you today kind of straightening it out a little bit. But I thought about you, and I said, you know what? I'm going to call him and ask him because he's got this program, you know. But I'm not going to hold you up today because time is limited, and you do have some other things that you want to talk about, and I want to hear those as well. But I just wanted to wonder how people can, if you would, impersonate another person on these, you know, and especially on this particular one that was supposed to be in a family page. So I don't know how they do that, but alhamdulillah. I try not to fool with the Facebooks and the Cash App. Only for my organization I was dealing with the Facebook thing, but they even got me all messed up on that. And so I don't even like them. But thank you so much.
Well, I want you to know that, you know, in the AARP, bulletin, they did mention that. They said somebody wrote to AARP, and they said that's it's similar to you. I recently received a friend request on Facebook from someone I am already connected with. I learned it was not actually her. Why does this happen? And then it says, many Facebook scams use the likeness of people you are connected with to try to trick you into spending money. Using a fake friend request is a common one. Don't respond and report any fake profiles to Facebook. Then there was one where, you know, and it says that 8 things you should know about, well, no, not that, but it was talking about if, you know, an elderly person gets scammed, that what we should do, we should, you know, definitely not try to say, how could you, why would you do something like that? But, you know, do everything that we can to try to assist them, you know, and help by reporting it. You know, listen with compassion to the people. Understand that fears about opening up, you know, of course, you know, there are people that really get scammed for large amounts of money. Thousands and thousands of dollars they get scammed with. Mm-hmm. And this is why, you know, we have to, the point that we make is as far as we have to be able to discern. We have to be able to distinguish and recognize with our five senses and be highly selective about what we participate in with this new technology that's going on and where what we're doing online, because it's out there. And again, people think that, and we just talking about as far as Facebook and things like that is concerned. But you know, we Muslims here in America, there are people in other countries that think that we don't know the religion. And like I was saying with this brother, you know, that I was communicating with in Africa, you know, he was running Islam. Wallahi, Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, you're going to get blessed if you go ahead, man, and send me this money. You know, assalamu alaikum, jazakallahu khair. I mean, he running, using the religion, using it to play the scam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that people think that we over here in America don't think that we know our religion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So thank you, sis.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Walaikum as-salam. I want to play this for you because this was important. This is one from one of my favorite people. And you probably know this person. You know, I became a Muslim because of this person. My first contact with Islam actually was through the Nation of Islam, but this was a person that really impressed me, and I decided that I would prefer to be a person like this person as opposed to being like the drug dealers, the number runners, and the pimps and pushers that was in my neighborhood. This person was a better example that I could really relate to, because not only was he handsome and he dressed well, but he was intelligent. And, you know, I mean, you know, and he just had a very powerful spirit. I know you know this person, but this person is Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I want to play this. This is something that, you know, like he went over to the Middle East. He was invited over to the Middle East. And again, I tell you, people don't think we know our religion here in America. They don't think. They try to make us like them. Listen.
They told me, Minister Farrakhan, you cannot dress in suit. You must dress like the prophet. He dressed in dressing. You must grow a beard. And this is the way the prophet was. And you must represent that. He sat me down to dinner. And he put his hand in the bowl, because they eat with their hands. They wash their hands. And it's the Eastern and African way, you know. And I said, do you have a fork? He said, oh, brother, we have fork, but this is the way the prophet ate. And if you eat like this, you will have many blessings. I said, brother, he said, but don't you want the blessings? I said, those are blessings I don't need. Bless me with a fork. And then I just whipped it behind. I said, let me tell you something. I said, you won't tell me about the dress of the prophet? The prophet rode a camel. I seen you ride up in a bin. Where the hell is your camel? Prophet didn't live in no damn palace. Why don't you get a tent? I said, you are people that strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Look beyond my dress and see me as I am.
Don't try to make me an Arab. I am a black man.
They told me, Minister Farrakhan.
Okay, that was Minister Louis Farrakhan, man. That man, yo, man, you know he said it too. You know he said that. One of my favorite people. I pray that Allah will continue to bestow his mercy on him, bless him with good health, and continue to bless him with good works and, you know, give him, you know, the protection. Ameen. So listen, if you have any questions, comments, you know, like I got a couple of minutes left in the program, you know, you can press one on your phone and I will be happy to take your telephone call. The other part that I would like to do is tell you about the cultural extravaganza that's going to go on in West Haven, Connecticut. That's something that's going on in the community. And is being, Sawad El-Amin has organized it. And we interviewed on New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. We interviewed Wali Ali, and we interviewed Jesse Hameen, and we interviewed Kachibi Abdullah. Boy, oh boy, that Kachibi Abdullah, oh my gosh, man, this guy, he is the new, you know, keep your eyes on him, because he is the new, he's going to bring jazz back. I mean, I heard this brother play the flute with some others. I mean, he is no joke. He knows what he's doing. And it was interesting, the interview, so you can listen to the interview on New Day for Al-Islam. I mean, New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. It was the Saturday edition that we did that on. And this was the first show that we actually did on a Saturday, interviewing. That's what we continue to plan to do. But this cultural extravaganza is going to be in West Haven, Connecticut. It's going to be on August 12th. We have to, you know, continue to do this, you know, as far as culture is concerned. And politics is going to be very important, and it's important for us to get involved as far as politics is concerned. Education, of course, education, that's going to be important. And it's important that we address the issues in education because, you know, they're coming after our children in education. And if you're not sending your children to Clara Muhammad School and you're sending your children to public school, they are required to teach about, they call it ethnicity and diversity. So what they're doing is they're covering up by saying ethnicity, meaning, you know, we have to teach about Black Americans and Mexican Americans and, you know, all the other classes of people and diversity. Okay, so diverse lifestyles, and then that's when they get into this sex game that they're actually trying to play with our children. And we have to address that as an issue. I want to open up the microphone for Martha Nala Williams, my sister. Assalamu alaikum, your microphone is open, sister.
All right, alhamdulillah. Calling from St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida. Greetings of peace to everyone. Yes, and William, I went back to A New Day for Al-Islam as well, and I tell you, the Muhammad Ali presentation that you did, I truly loved listening to it. Everyone, if you go to A New Day for Al-Islam, you'll see that as well. I don't think it says Muhammad Ali, but anyway, the scrolling around and selecting the Blog Talk arena that connected with our community, I say that in association with the leadership of Imam Warsi Muhammad, Rahimahullah, it begins to open our minds to how we can collaborate and really fulfill that unity process. I'll leave it right there.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, Sister Martha. All praise is due to Allah for the community, what I did as far as that was concerned. I thank Allah for that. I did that on WPAT when I was working with our brother, Yusuf Ramadan. And let me see something, what's going on here now. All right. Okay. Well, I got 5 minutes left in the program. And let me see what's going on with my computer. There we go. Okay, we're back. Unbelievable. I probably have to reboot my computer. That's probably what's going on. I haven't had it rebooted in a while. Anyway, I wanted to say I thank you for listening this morning. And I also want to say that tomorrow we're going to be doing the Lives of the Prophets tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Oh, this is what I wanted to. This is definitely what I wanted to do. I just wanted to give you where's it at? Okay, this is it. Yeah, here it is. So later on today at 1 p.m. Well, let me just say from 10 to 1 will be a new day for Al Islam Community Radio with Ibn Yaqub Islam, and you can log in at you can call in at 515-605-9326. But then right here on American Muslim 360 will be Muslim American Power. That comes on today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's 12 noon Central Time. And then later on tonight, it'll be starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be Optimal Health. And I listened to my Optimal Health last week. Man, that was a great program. Woo! There's a lot of good information that brother shares on Optimal Health. And then it will also be Abdul Aziz will do Maya Kuli Hal. Maya Allah Kuli Hal. And that's going to follow Optimal Health. So that's going to be 3 hours worth of programming right here on American Muslim 360. Again, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So make sure that you tune in with that there. And also on IWDM Radio today at 6 p.m., let me see, I think that's Nazim Pasha. Yeah, Nazim Pasha. He used to be on American Muslim 360. But Nazim Pasha will be on about ABCs of Islam. And that will be at 6 p.m. Central Time, I believe. Okay? All right, so that's where we at with it. And we got a couple of minutes left. I want to thank you. Oh, I just would like to say that last week we talked about Job. Boy, that I was really surprised about the way that Ibn Kathir wrote about Job. I am so inspired, was so inspired by that. There was so much good information. I'm really inspired to do that show again, because it just showed how the example of someone who was able to thwart, to avoid, to humbly fight against the schemes of Shaitan, Job. Oh, man, I mean, it just the way that it was written, and Shaitan couldn't get to him, so, you know, what he did is, you know, he had to... listen, I think I might have to do that show again, because it was just so powerful, and we really need, you know, it deserves to be heard again so that we can remember and refresh ourselves with it. So I'm looking forward to being with you tomorrow morning right here on American Muslim 360, 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on American Muslim 360. And until that time, I'm going to go ahead and play out this here. Okay.
Are you doing odd jobs or considering a career change? Or are you a recent graduate with no work experience and unable to find that dream job? Are you new in the country? Well, did you know there were over 6,000 job vacancies in IT and finance, according to published news reports? Pathway Global's affiliated partner, ICIT Canada, has helped over 600 past students land jobs with some of the best companies in North America. You shall receive a guaranteed job interview call once you complete our financial analyst practical training program. Call us today at 716-292-9571. That number again is 716-292-9571. Or visit us online at www.pathwayglobal.net. we have a unique program covering advanced Microsoft Excel, SAP and business intelligence, financial modeling and analysis, planning, budgeting, forecasting, and month-end reporting, providing you the practical vocational skills which would otherwise take 3 or more years to acquire on the job. But with our program, you can have this experience in only 3 months. We also prepare your resume and help.
Okay, so thank you so very much. We hope that is that helps. And until tomorrow, we give you the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.